You are listening to Just Pick Up a Notepad podcast, episode 12. Today we're talking about checking yourself before you wreck yourself. So let's get started. Hey everybody, Manila B here, journal writing mentor and host of Just Pick Up a Notepad. Welcome to this podcast. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. This podcast is about me building up my brand and my business from scratch. The podcast is produced every day for your enjoyment, and show notes are going to be eventually transcribed and found at my website www.justpickupanotepad.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Manila B, on Instagram at Manila_MB. All links are in the show notes, so let's just get started. So in this podcast, I just want to share my thoughts and inspiration that I found for today and the topics on checking yourself before you wreck yourself. So actually, Kate was inspired to do this podcast. It was based on my Instagram feed, which I saw somebody put up like a quote of what somebody else had shared in their feed, and it was about ego traps. So basically, it was saying, you know, if you think you're more spiritual to ride a bus to work or ride a bike to work or use public transportation, but you find yourself judging anyone else who does, you're in an ego trap. If you think it's more spiritual to stop watching television because it rots your brain, but then you find yourself judging those who still watch TV, you're in an ego trap. If you think it's more spiritual to avoid gossip mags or tabloids and news and judge others who do, you're in an ego trap. You know, it goes on to say, if you think it's more spiritual to do yoga, become vegan, buy organic, buy healing crystals, practice Reiki, meditate, wear hippie thrift clothing, visit ashrams, read enlightened spiritual books, but then you judge everyone around you who doesn't do that or doesn't, you know, do any of those things, you're in your ego trap. And basically it was the same, be aware of that feeling that you can get of being superior or self-righteous, because it's an ego trap. You know, feeling superior to others is one of the biggest ego traps that we can fall in. And it went on to say, you know, the ego loves to sneak through the back door, don't it just? It will take a noble idea like starting yoga, then twist it to serve its own ends by making you feel superior to others. You will start to, or could start to, look down on others who are not following your righteous path. And it's basically, you know, warning people about the trap of the ego. And, you know, if you're feeling superior or judgment, condemnation, they're all spiritual traps, really. And we're all fallible to that. That's the thing. We're all fallible, you know. It's not good to judge other people and the way that they live their life. But, you know, sometimes we all do just find ourselves judging people. And it's about checking yourself, really. Checking yourself before you wreck yourself, that you don't find yourself in that position that you are judging other people based on how they choose to live their life. You know, within the story that I've seen, it was like woke people, especially people who regard themselves as spiritual, tend to fall into this trap a lot of feeling superior to others because they're not doing or living their life according to their spiritual sort of way. You know, when they say they're woke, but then they just become trapped and a slave to their own ego. And it's just something to be aware of. And I found inspiration from it because, and I called this podcast Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself, because we are all fallible to it. And it's about being mindful of when you are like that and asking yourself that question, like, am I being ruled by my ego? Am I operating in a way that I'm putting myself across as being superior or judgmental or condemning other people because they're not living in a way according to how I am? You know, I find that through self-reflection and being mindful and just picking up a notepad and say I get inspired by something like that and sit down with myself and ask myself that question, am I doing that? You know, checking myself, because I will wreck myself if I don't. I'll wreck other people if I don't, you know, by making them feel that I'm judging them or feeling I'm superior to them. So checking in with yourself, I do that. And I do it through just picking up a notepad and giving that self-directed question to myself. And because we all are fallible to that, you know, I can hold my hand up and say, you know, I have, you know, judged people wrongly. And it's through checking in with yourself that you realise, okay, maybe I shouldn't have come across like that or said that or done that. And it's just about, you know, keeping yourself grounded. You know, we're all fallible to it. Like within my group that I've set up, just pick up a notepad, writing group, well, journaling to yourself for self-discovery, within my about page that I've put in there, I've basically told the group it is about awakening to one's true self. We are all within different stages and seasons of our lives. So I ask that we are all respect everyone is equal, and no one has been given spiritual intuition that is authority over the spiritual intuition of another. And that's basically, you know, what I put as a guide. I just want everyone to respect each other, and I don't want anybody to feel that they are above or superior to another. You know, that is what my values are as a person, and what my values are that I'm setting up are of my brand, that people don't judge each other based on what they perceive to be spiritually right or their way. You know, the whole purpose of just pick up a notepad is that people are able to go on their own walk, their own self-discovery walk for them, for their benefit. But just be what they learn on their benefit doesn't necessarily mean it's a one size fit all and it should be applied to everybody, and then you judge people because they're not. So I was really inspired by that. And, you know, we need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves and ask them questions. And another post that I came across online today was, I've came across it twice, and that's why I wanted to share it. And I think it ties in with what I'm discussing now. Is it was a quote, a tweet, I think, from Denzel Washington. And it says, just because you don't share it on social media doesn't mean you're not up to big things. Live it and stay low-key. Privacy is everything. And again, that ties into about checking yourself before you wreck yourself. For me, even, because even though I'm doing this podcast and I'm talking about myself starting up from scratch and trying to launch myself into the online digital world, I've been talking a lot about, you know, social media and how you can utilize that and use that if you're somebody that, you know, is trying to get a message across out there. But I know that some of my audience that may be listening may not be doing that. And I just wanted to just share that quote, because just because you're not on social media doesn't mean you're not up to big things. And it doesn't mean that I don't want to encourage people who are not necessarily out there. You know, I'm somebody that's like an introverted extrovert or extroverted introvert. For a long time, a lot of what I'm sharing or what I want to bring to the world, I've been doing that low key. You know, I've been writing and journaling to myself for years on end. And it's only now in 2018 now that I'm actually stepping out and sharing with the world. But a lot of my creation and this idea of this just pick up a notepad and what I want to bring to the world has been done in privacy. And the thing is, there's a season for everything. You know, we're all at different stages and seasons in our lives. You know, some of us are at a stage of broadcasting on social media what we're about, what we're doing. Some of us are in a stage of being more low-key, and that is okay. I mean, I do believe in the fact that we all need to have our secret place. And just pick up a notepad is about being able to have that privacy, that moment with yourself. The extent to which you share online or with others is entirely up to you. I'm in a stage where I am sharing every day on this podcast, but I still do keep things private to myself. But I just loved that quote that Denzel Washington shared, because, you know, not everybody is using the social media platform. I mean, I'm using it here right now to reach my audience, but not everybody is, but that doesn't mean they're not doing big things. So big up yourself if you are doing things low key and achieving and getting things done for yourself and feeling productive. If no one hasn't patted you on the back and said, well done for what you're doing, I am now, well done. You're doing big things. Maybe everybody don't know about it. So what? It's still getting done though. So check yourself before you wreck yourself. Ego traps out there waiting for us all. And I love to chief myself up. That's what I call it. Chiefing myself up. Checking myself. Putting that question to myself. Are you, you know, being authentic, transparent, but make sure you're not judging people. I mean, how can I apply it as like an example? Like my first podcast, just getting started, I discussed about 3 steps if you are somebody that wants to get online and launch yourself into the digital world, or just starting up a business in general, 3 steps to do. And one of them was like, stop consuming shit. Now, your definition of what consuming shit online is to you will be different for everybody. I mean, I follow a variety of people on social media, but when it comes to me building up my motivation about starting business, I will go online and be intentionally select out that I'm just going to be focusing in on that. What you determine is shit for yourself is entirely up to you. I mean, for me, I don't really like following negativity. And I don't like violence. I don't like seeing them. People just putting up videos, people fighting and violence and stuff. To me, they're things to avoid. But everybody knows. But then inspiration is to be found all over the place. Really, from, you know, photographers, nature pictures. You know, I get inspired by so much. So being selective about where you find your inspiration. And checking yourself that you're not closing yourself off as well to inspiration by what you're consuming and content that you're gaining. Don't close yourself off to inspiration, because, you know, I was inspired by just a random post, really. And that's all I wanted to share today, really. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. And if you don't, if you're listening and you don't have a pen and paper to hand, just think on the question, like, you know, in places, what do you need to check yourself on? You know, have you been judgmental or condemning or being feeling of superior to others? Because that is an ego trap. And if you're doing big things, it doesn't have to be out there. You know, you can be low key. It's a bit of a mixture, really. I'm saying check myself before you wreck yourself was the idea, but I was inspired to talk on something else. But that, hey, a mixture. I hope you get or feel me where I'm coming from. But that's all I've got for today. I'm going to chill out with my kiddies, sit down and watch some Disney movies. I'm not even going to really be doing any much social media posting today other than what was automated on my daily writing prompt post. So today's just a chill out day. I'm just going to watch Disney movies. I hope whatever you're doing this Saturday, you enjoy. Take care. Till tomorrow.